Okay, and away we go, everyone. Another Tuesday afternoon here in America. And this is Canceled Looking Ball. I'm Stephen Roberts on Shake and Wake Radio, PSN Radio, SoFlo Radio, and EPGN Radio. And I do want to say that all stations are listener-supported, as I am listener-supported. So I wasn't even sure whether this show was going to happen or not 3 minutes ago, as I called my guest, the Poopmeister, Judson Witham, and he didn't get a call. He called his Facebook Messenger, nothing happened there. And I called his Skype a second time and got his voicemail, and nothing happened. So I decided to call one more time, and he said he rebooted his phone, and first thing popped up was a call. So I don't know whether they had him on his, I'm sure they had him on the radar or whatever, but I don't know if they was keeping my call from coming in. That's what he thinks, and sometimes I tend to agree with him. So I want to welcome back Judson Witham.
Hey, Steve.
Welcome back. The Poop Man. Yeah, that's right, Mark. The Poop Man.
Well,
Poopmeister.
You know, I listened to myself on the last show that you and I did, and I'm going to try to do better this time.
Okay.
But I got to tell you a little story about last night. I was on my way back from the corner store, you know, out here in Bat Cave land. And you know, there was this doe that had freshly over in the highway, and she was dead in the middle of the road, you know, and over on the side of the road was her little baby. And I knew that if I'd stopped and tried to get that baby, that baby had just run off, and it had been a waste of my time, and I'd have been creating a danger in the road and everything else with that big old deer all splattered in the middle of the road, you know?
Uh-huh.
So I had a thought, and I said, you know, that damn doe's going to get killed too. And so this morning I went down the same way to get a little gas, and sure enough, there was that little dead fawn on the side of the road, you know? And I thought to myself, son of a, you know what? I know you're a church sponsored, so
son of a
bite my tongue.
Well, you could say son of a biscuit eater. I know that.
Yeah, well, that's what I was going to say. But as I got processing the whole thing, I realized that, well, at least that little baby's with his mama, you know?
Right.
So, you know, I took a little bit of the edge off it, but then I went on full boil. You know, all across this world, we just got out of 2-3 great big old wars in Iraq and Afghanistan and, you know, all that nonsense in Syria and Libya and, you know, all the wars that have been going on, what, the last 100 years. We finally pulled out of the ISIS land, and because Donald Trump, you know, made the deal of the century with ISIS. Donald Trump made that deal, not Joe Biden, but Biden pulled out, you know, and it looked like we might have a little bit of peace until NORAD and Zelensky and Vladimir Putin
Are you still there?
Now, the reason about this, you know, a bunch of little kids and mommies and daddies and grandmas and grandpas and brothers and sisters are dying in the middle of that bullshit, that sheet as in, you know, 100-count thread bullshit. And it's disgusting. I mean, when is humanity going to start acting like human beings and knock it off?
Well,
how many more little kids got to get blown up to satisfy the bloodlust of the, you know, military-industrial war complex?
Well, they will They will say that it's for the children, though, Judd. And as far as they're concerned, all of them. And also, as far as they're concerned, whenever we start taking them out, they might consider doing something different. But who knows?
Well, earlier when you were giving me an update on, you know, when the program would start, I hate referring to it as a show because this isn't a show, ladies and gentlemen. This is real time, real life, right now.
Real information, yes.
And as I was finishing up my lunch, my lap of luxury at the Subway, I got thinking about Willie Nelson wanting me to, you know, join his rock and roll show coming up in a couple of weeks here because we're facing a climate emergency. And I was thinking to myself, Willie Nelson, you stupid old stoner. When the hell are we going to stand up as men and women on this planet and tell these warmongering son of a biscuits that they're out of business? Enough's enough. You know, I've got two daughters. And I had brothers and sisters and a mom and a dad and a grandma and grandpas, and aunts and uncles, friends at church. When in flying, you know what, is this planet going to grow up and knock it off? And I decided, you know when that's going to happen, Steve Roberts?
Something.
It's going to start happening when this show is over today. Because everybody listening to this show is going to do something about it. And I ain't got time for Willie Nelson's climate emergency. He needs to lay off the weed. Well,
I think that's the only thing keeping him alive, probably.
Yeah, well, with the way his brain works, I'm not so sure I care. Where are all the deadheads, and you know what happened to the people that, you know, consider themselves to be awake?
What happened to the Andy Warhol?
Where's the protest? Where's the outcry?
Yeah. Where's the Andy Warhol left?
Well, you know, it's interesting that you raise that question because Ron Paul, he's not worried about the climate crisis. He's worried about these insane screwballs getting us into World War III.
Well, he should be.
Yeah. So, you know, I've got to give a tip of a hat to Mr. Paul. And then, of course, I don't even have to ask what Jesse Ventura thinks of it, because I already know he's on our side of the issue. And then there's Tulsi Gabbard, who I actually would vote for. And I'm a Republican, by the way. Registered Republican, conservative.
Hasn't she already
right wing?
Hasn't she already switched?
Huh?
Hasn't she already switched?
Well, you know, she's of sorts, and she's also a realist of sorts. You know, she's military trained, so. I think there's a little bit of tactics being worked by Ms. Gabbard. But I know that Rand Paul is on this same channel. And I know Steve Roberts. You got grandkids?
No, I don't even have children.
Man, you need to hurry up, Steve. Your candle's burning out, Bubba.
Well, you know, I there's too many medical afflictions I don't want to pass on. I'll adopt if I get the chance.
Pop there. To the seriousness of both.
Your
people
phone?
That support this show and sponsor it. It's time to fire up the sirens. And enough's enough, folks. Enough is enough, and it starts right now. Live on the Cabal today. Now it's February the what?
7.
February the 7th, 2023.
No, March 7.
March. Oh, boy. I tell you, I need to lay off the weed at night.
You're a month off.
I've got arthritis, you know. I do hit a couple of tokes before I go to sleep.
Yeah, and
it allows my right knee to quit throbbing.
And you're ripping on Willie, huh?
Well, I don't smoke all damn day long. Like Willie does. But right. In any event, I find the whole thing to be beyond belief. You know, I was actually thinking that, you know, at the conclusion of the Vietnam War, maybe the world had learned something. And then, of course, the Clintons reared their ugly freaking heads. And I realized that, my God almighty, you got to be kidding me. And then, of course, we had the manifestations of Poppy, you know, Big H. Bush and Dick Cheney. And we had that whole disgusting mess where they allowed 9/11 to take place, just like they allowed Pearl Harbor to take place. They knew the Japanese were coming. And I'll tell you why I know that for a fact. My former father-in-law, who's now passed away, he was serving on a diesel submarine in the Pacific, and they had been following the Japanese fleet for days. They knew they were out there somewhere. They didn't have modern radar before the Second World War, so they didn't know really where they were exactly. But they knew something was cooking. And Eisenhower. Yeah, Roosevelt, all of them knew it was coming.
They were ordered to stand down over there at Pearl Harbor.
Well, I know they had World War I ships that were rotten from sitting in the seawater, the saltwater, and they wanted a new Navy to project power in the Pacific. They needed a new Navy. So they lined up all the old crappy boats, and the Japanese sunk them. Now, without getting into that history and that horror, complete horror on this planet, today, right now, March 7th, 2023, you know, there's children that are getting blown up. Mothers and daughters and fathers and sons and grandmas and grandpas and uncles and aunts. Human beings are being slaughtered on both sides of the Russian-Ukrainian border. And I want to issue a challenge to this lousy excuse of a human being, Joe Biden, and of Vladimir Putin. I don't like either one of them. I can't stand either one of them. Let's declare an armistice and get this thing over today. How many more children are going to get slaughtered because these two piles of dung are piles of dung? And if they don't do it, the rest of us have to. Have you ever broken up a fight, Steve?
Certainly have.
Well, it's time for humanity to break it up. How much money the military-industrial complex loses in profits. Have you noticed that the Google and Alphabet and BlackRock and all the social media, it's all like, ooh, look at this weapon system, and wow, look at that, and look at this attack jet, and look what China has, and oh, isn't this stuff cool? It's like commercial for, you know, new sneakers for the lost generation. Oh, don't they have just cool looking rockets that'll strike a target 150 miles away? What are we supposed to have, an orgasm?
I think maybe, yeah.
Where's the churches? Where are the leaders of the churches? Why are they silent? How disgusting.
They're raking in.
I don't want to hear, well, you know, it's written in the Bible that in the end times, blah, 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 blah. That ain't no excuse.
Well, you know, I mentioned at the end of the day, the churches are soaking up that 501c3 money.
It's disgusting. How dare they? That's a Greta Thunberg. What's that last name? Thunberg?
Thunberg or something.
How freaking dare they?
You know, there was a time, Judson, in the world's history
I think that young woman, at least she's got some gumption. She might not be right on a few things.
She's not right on anything.
Well,
but there was a time in world history, though, Judson. Are you still there? Hello?
I'm here. I can hear you fine.
Okay. That was a big old ding or something.
Yeah, I know.
I thought I lost you. But that was a time in world history. You know why they invented the police forces, don't you? To protect the people from marching on their offices and dragging them out and beating the holy living, you know what, poop out of them. That's why they invented police forces. And the pastors and the clergy were the first to lead the people. They were at the head of the crowd. They were at the head of the mob.
Yeah, well, now they got a problem. It's called cancel the cabal. Now they got a problem. Because today, right now, in real time, it stops. Now, there's an old saying, all wars have to end. Well, let's just get this one over, folks. What in the flying? You know, I've been listening to Steven Seagal. And not that I like Steven Seagal all that much. And I certainly don't have any kind of love affair for Vladimir Putin. But what NORAD or NATO, whatever the hell their name is over there, that defense alliance, whatever they've been cooking up since the end of World War II, whatever they created and cooked up in 2014, I'm not impressed with neo-Nazis. I got no use for Nazis, and I've got no use for these people that stomp around the planet claiming to be God's chosen superior race. And you know who those are, right?
Yeah, what did Stephen the Jew have to say?
Oh, God, don't even get me started on that cult. They're a bunch of L. Ron, Abrahamic, L. Ron, Isaac, L. Ron, Jacob, bozos.
Scientologists?
No, I'm talking about the morning when Abraham woke up about, what, 2,400 years ago?
Okay.
And decided that he was Jewish. And he was God's special little chosen, and they speak for God. and he started writing down all this stuff that came into his head about Judaism this and Judaism that. Well, I guarantee you one thing, if Jesus were present, he'd be preaching hellfire and brimstone. Am I wrong, Stephen Roberts?
I don't think you are.
I know what God thinks of it all.
No, but I meant, what does Steven Seagal have to say?
Oh, he sort of position that NATO put Russia and Putin in, and he knows quite a bit about the organized criminal Nazi gangs of Western Ukraine, and he knows that it's a mess, and so he's a friend of Vladimir Putin's on this issue.
Oh, okay.
And that's fine. You know, I'm not running Steve Seagal into the ground. That's not the point. What I'm running into the ground here is this: there's children, there's families being slaughtered. Now, enough's enough. We give all this money to this bunch of bozos called the United Nations, and they got all these peacekeepers. Where in the hell are they? I mean, where's the Pope? Why is the Pope not raising hell?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's all for it.
He should be on the cabal with us. So if he's listening, call in there, Mr. Pope, and you can talk to the Poop Master, the Poop Meister. And that's not Pope Meister, that's Poop Master Meister.
Yeah, he's probably too busy buggering children.
You know, to move on just for a moment, anyways, this inundation of the planet by poop, it's real, folks. It's not me joking around or making stuff up. It's not me off medications because I don't take them. It's real. And if you think I'm fooling around, look at all the poop they dump in the rivers of England. It's real. Then look at all the poop in the rivers of China. It'll gag you. It'll flat out gag you. And then look what Canada does with all their poop. And Mexico and Brazil and Italy and Germany and Spain and France. And then, oh, gee, golly whiz, look at all the poop that the states, mostly in the Atlantic region and the Northeast, dump into the rivers. Do some research and ask yourself, why are they dumping bacteria and microbes and viruses that cause human disease by the gazillions and gazillions of gallons? Why are they poisoning the environment with all this crap?
Well, you know, it's not just the sewage. It's also whatever is left of anything comes out of hospitals. Hospitals are built on rivers.
You know, infectious human disease is a reality. Things like microbes that cause serious human illnesses are real. One of the reasons they pasteurize milk, you know what I mean? I mean, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to understand that you don't dump gazillions upon gazillions upon gazillions of gallons of sewage into the rivers of Great Britain without making a whole bunch of people sick, making the pharmacological industry and the medical industry filthy, stinking rich, along with the health insurance industry and everybody else that gets rich from selling everything from cremations and burial plots to caskets and Undertaker services. You know, the guidestones, directives implemented, get rid of 5 billion people off the face of the earth, so the green, tree-hugging, ultra-libtard left coast nutcases can have their climate crisis resolved by getting rid of 5 billion human beings. Also known as Murder Incorporated. Does that make any sense, Stephen Roberts?
Nothing they do does.
I mean, look at this. Look at this little punk. Who, by the way, somebody should back his little... Oh, boy, put me in a freaking elevator with this slob for about 3 or 4 floors.
Who's that?
Yeah, old Anthony Fauci. I'd teach him something about Western swing dancing.
Right, right.
Yeah, he'd know the waltz before he got off the elevator with me. What a lying monster. And him and these freaks from Moderna and Johnson and Pfizer, who do these freaking monsters think they are? And that Dazak. And Klaus Schwab, and Barack Obama, and Michelle Obama, and the Clintons, and Donald Warp Speed Trump. What a freaking, don't even get me started. What is wrong with these freaks? I'll tell you one thing that's wrong with them. They think they're better than everybody else. They honestly think that they're anointed with supremacy. And it doesn't matter if some little kid who hasn't done anything to anybody except trying to get something to eat and something to stay, you know, warm and something to sleep on and just get through another day. Some little kid who doesn't mean anything to anybody, who cares if it gets slaughtered? If it gets slaughtered, it, you know. You think Melania Trump's losing any sleep? Where is Melania Trump? Why is she silent? She too busy, what, buying new underwear? Because the FBI went through her undie drawers? What kind of a woman? And same with Dr. Jill. Why is she silent?
Jill Biden?
Yeah, I mean, what, is so Hunter Biden can stuff his pockets with more money?
Well, that's not her
Biden
kid.
Biden family can live in the lap of luxury?
Well, you know, they get showed the real footage from John Kennedy's murder, and, you know, they get told, this is what's going to happen to you if you don't play ball.
Well, today, March the 7th, 2023, on the Cancel the Cabal broadcast, it stops. Because everybody listening is going to hear the call. And they're going to go out and do something. Raise hell. Hell, open your windows tonight at midnight. Butts together and scream it out. Stop damn wars. Do something. I am so freaking sick and tired of Prince William and Prince Harry and, you know, Princess Merkel, and, you know, it just goes on and on with King Charlie and his anointing oil and blah, blah, blah. Blah, blah. Oh, and the game shows and, you know, the new sitcoms, the push for the new Tesla electric vehicles. And it just doesn't stop. People are too interested in what's on TV tonight and is there any beer in the refrigerator? Is there any football games on tonight, Steve?
Yeah, I think that's all over. That's all over.
Oh, they got reruns. Come on, buddy. You know doggone well they got reruns. I mean, go on. It's like the Fishing Channel. What kind of freaking boob watches the Fishing Channel?
Right.
My God almighty. Or NASCAR, where they go round and round and round, and that's all they ever do is they go around in circles. And somehow people find it entertaining. I don't get it myself. I mean, I watch it for like 30 seconds, and man, you want me to, this is a confession, Steve. I own a TV, and it sits on a motorhome I have not gotten in, I don't think, in 3 or 4 years. And I've been in it probably half a dozen times in the last decade.
Right.
And the TV sits in there, and it hasn't been turned on and going on 15 years.
Is that one of them that still have tubes in the back of it?
No, it's a little flat screen that we bought for the bus, you know. And I watched it a few times, and I was thinking, no, that ain't me. And I decided to educate myself by sourcing information from many different sources to determine with some level of accuracy whether or not I was actually getting an education or just being brainwashed. You know how you make one of those informed consents, Steve, Roger?
Yeah.
Yeah. Where you kind of look into things a little deeper than maybe some people would find normal so that you make a decent decision. Well, I made a decision a long time ago. Little kids getting blown up by munitions, that's gotta stop. I mean, that's like, what? And if anybody thinks it's okay, well, maybe we need to start with their kids or them.
You know, uh-huh.
I guess if anybody supports it, maybe we should just start with them and alleviate the planet of those sick, twisted monsters first.
Yep.
Does that sound like a good idea, Steve?
Does to me.
Yeah. Do you hear people gasping? Oh, God, the Pope's over there in the Vatican listening to the show, and he just swallowed his tongue. Oh, you know, you can't have the important people dying first, you know. Oh, my God. Can you imagine the calamity it would cause if, like, Michelle Obama had to pay the tab?
Michael Robinson?
Yeah, him too. It's just... For anybody who doesn't know, I'm 66 years old. I'm relatively well-educated. I try to, you know, keep myself in clean underwear and my hair combed. And I try to present myself like the adult voice of reason. Anybody out there with kids understands exactly what I'm talking about. This idea of sending our young people off to fight a war. I mean, didn't we learn anything at all from Vietnam? Didn't we learn anything at all from shock and awe of the Bush-Cheney war machine?
Nobody's learned anything from nothing.
And this Clinton, that cackling old witch, didn't we learn anything?
All anybody's learned is nationalism. Wave your flag and salute your masters.
I think it's got more to do with people that survive on the profits. They're so addicted to the helicopter money, the quantitative sleazing, you know, the stimulus bucks. people are so seduced by fiat script. And anybody listening to my diatribe right now that doesn't understand it, go jump off a cliff and do the world a favor and eradicate yourselves first before you start targeting children that are just trying to get something to eat and a blanket. How sick! And I can hear people going, well, you know, they are... They're the mud races. Remember Adolf Hitler used to talk about the mud people?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. They're not high and mighty, rich, hoity-toity Democrat and Republican Party donors. You know? They don't support the deciders. Isn't that what George W. He proclaimed he was a decider. I'm a decider too, George W., and I've decided that you're a worthless piece of dung for what you drug this country into with Dick Cheney. How many millions of people died because you're a lying piece of dung, W.? You know, his daddy in that Aramco, the Arab American Oil Corporation, you know, when they decided that the oil of the Persian Gulf oil region belonged to the Americans and the British.
Do you remember right? Do you remember what Bubba Clinton said after September 11th, 2001?
Get off your knees, Monica. And
no. No, he said.
Next time you come, bring a pizza. No, what did he say?
He said, boy, I sure wish them terrorists would have attacked when I was president. That would have really been cool.
He actually said that?
Yeah.
Well, you know, they make a 10-inch and an 11-inch Lodge cast iron frying pan. Wouldn't that just be a hoot?
Uh-huh.
To bust him right in the mouth with about a, you know, 11-inch Lodge cast iron.
Yeah.
Ring well, you know, his bell.
I do want to clarify that those may not have been his exact words, but that was the gist of his little rant there.
Well, I can tell you this for positive certain. You know, I lived in East Texas for many years. And I actually worked in the same neighborhood as Richard Secord and Oliver North.
Uh-huh.
Oh. Right, you know, right there in uptown Houston with Congressman Charlie Wilson and Joanna Herring King.
Uh-huh.
I was right there. I was building the residence for George and Barbara Bush at the Houstonian Estates. You know, right there up the feeder road from where Roland Carnaby died by getting shot 15 or 18 times by the Houston Police Department. Uptown Houston, where Billy Bob, the blowjob, and Hillary would come down and get in a hot tub with W and Laura and Babs and Big H at the Houstonian. And they were running Iran-Contra and Charlie Wilson's War from the 26th floor of the Houstonian Estates, which I built.
Right.
I was there. And how many millions died? And I'm not talking about the toothless, foul-smelling, you know, AK-47, RPG-toting slobs that maybe had it coming. I'm talking about little children and women that all they were trying to do is get something to eat and a blanket. And over some estimates are 1.5 million. That's a whole lot more than 3,000 that got set up and perished in the trade towers. Which, this is the cabal, so I've got license to switch subjects. You know, I built skyscrapers for a long time.
Uh-huh.
From the hole in the ground up. And I know what the interior and the guts of the engineering, I put it together from the blue lines. The engineered drawings.
Right.
I did it 25 years, yeah. So I'm basically an expert. The trade towers, the twin towers, you slam a couple of airliners into those buildings, and you're going to have a problem with the interior connections of the floors to the support girders failing. In other words, the floors are going to fail. One at a time, just like dominoes, exactly like that firefighter describes on television. Boom, 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 boom. And he even uses his hand to indicate boom, 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 boom. You take an acre of concrete that's supported on ledgers on bar joists, and thank God Almighty, those buildings were engineered by people who knew that, you know, 100 years down the line, they're going to have to be replaced. They're going to have to be taken down because the twin trade towers were not built to last forever. So they were engineered to be removed. In other words, the exterior of the building, the box columns, were part of the removal engineering where when it came time to replace the buildings, they could collapse the buildings internally and drop them in their own footprint in the middle of the city. And the box columns would act as a construction debris chute. They were engineered to do what they did. Ask any professional engineer that knows diddly about what's known as a 100-year building. And the freaking corporate news media, oh, God, they played it and 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 played it. And everybody can see it.
Did
if you open your eyes and look, you can see it.
Judd, did
the top 10 floors, because of gravity, and each one of those 1 acre, 5 and 5.5 inch thick, 6 inch thick concrete floor decks, each one of those floors weighed approximately 800 tons.
Uh-huh. Did they know that, asbestos was going to be the killer it turned out to be?
Well, of course they did. I mean, the asbestos issues have been very well known in the court system. Yes, of course. Now, if anybody's listening that's ever built a skyscraper, you know doggone well that they spray all the bar joists and all the girders with asbestos-based fireproofing. I know they've changed the formulations in modern day, allegedly anyways, but back when those buildings were built, it was all John Mansfield asbestosis insulation.
Uh-huh.
On the steel. Trust me, I've seen so much of it, it's staggering. But to move on to the point, North and Secord would do fundraiser at the Western Gallery Oaks Hotel on Westheimer. Right across the street, just a little bit up the block from a place called the Houston Club, where all the big corporate power brokers would have their girls come in and, you know, serve them lunch. It's disgusting. Absolutely disgusting what Secord and North were doing at the Southwest Depot. You notice old Oliver Norris kind of disappeared from the news, and he doesn't want to talk to nobody anymore because the facts of the reality of the Southwest Depot came to light. Millions upon millions, hundreds of millions of dollars in small arms, shoulder launch, pistols, machine guns, medium duty, heavy machine guns, lots and lots of ordnance, grenades and rockets, all kinds of small military ordnance, huge amounts of it unaccounted for by the Pentagon.
Oh, yeah.
They just went through five or six inventories and accounting reviews. They can't account for $3.5 trillion at the Pentagon today, March the 7th, 2023. You know how many little clandestine wars
they can account for it. They're just lying, that's all.
You said it, Steve, not me. But you get an A+ and a gold star and a happy face. Because that's exactly correct. That's exactly correct. And the way Oliver North sees himself, he sees himself as an avenging angel of death.
He sees himself as a hero.
Now, actually, I saw him interviewed once, and he spoke about how he was demonic and satanic, how he was the devil's emissary. I'm serious. And he said it with a smirk on his face, you know. Uh-huh. And he said it so people would buy that BS. But he was the angel of death, man.
Yep.
And he still is.
Yep.
And he's going to be in for a little bit of a surprise when he meets Peter at the gate. I don't think Oliver North's going to be particularly happy with that moment. And there's a bunch of other people just like him. Now, the truth of the matter is, I had a couple of people that did business with the Davidians in Waco. They were in the automotive parts supply business, and they were in PPG paint. They sold them various kinds of paint products for their hot rod enterprises. And they knew the people. And I had a couple of minister types, you know, overly zealous religious types that knew them and uh-huh. interacted with them.
Right.
And they knew that right across the pasture, there's a little airport being operated by a group called Buffalo Airlines. Right there in Waco, Buffalo Airlines.
Uh-huh.
Ask old Oliver North about Buffalo Airlines. And I don't know, ask him about Evergreen Airways. You know, the CIA freight forwarding handlers of choice for black ops and clandestine operations. If anybody knows Oliver North, tell him I told him kiss my ass. I got a phone call from the Fusion Center in Omaha right now as we speak. I'm an incoming from Omaha, Nebraska.
Yeah.
Have I still got you?
Yes. Yeah. I'm here.
Oh, they hate my freaking guts. They absolutely hate my guts.
Omaha does?
You remember the stories of MENA and all the Air America stuff and
uh-huh.
the CIA and Gary Webb and, you know, that movie that Tom Cruise, I guess it was Tom Cruise, made famous about the Contra cocaine pilots and the weapons being flown south
uh-huh.
and the dope coming north. Remember those movies?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, that was Oliver North's people.
Yeah.
Gene Offenfuss, remember, he got shot down, and oh, gee, golly whiz, look what he's got on his aircraft. Holy crap.
Uh-huh.
And then, of course, everybody's heard of Iran-Contra and Charlie Wilson's war. It's not fiction. It's real. And how many are dead? How many children, how many mothers and fathers, George W. And Laura, hey, Laura, how's it going living in the lap of luxury, Laura? God, those people make me sick.
Yep.
Oh, I mean, talk about Murder Incorporated. You're on a list.
Sorry, what's that?
You're on every one of their lists.
Uh-huh.
These people don't like the truth.
Nope, not at all.
Now, is that to say that some of these people didn't have it coming, and the answer is, well, I'm not stupid. Was there need for interdiction? And the answer is, unfortunately, reality is yes. You can't have the kind of international terrorism that exists operating freely. That's what makes me so disgusted with Joe Biden's open border policy. You know, that old fool is setting this country up. That old senile goofy poops in his pants. And remember, I'm the poopmeister. He poops in his pants. Steve Roberts. And he's the commander in chief. Who stumbles when he tries to climb the stairs to get an Air Force One.
Just stumbles trying to talk.
Ain't that right, Dr. Jill? And anybody that questions her husband's cognitive skills, there's something wrong with us. I got a message for you, Jill Biden, and it's ugly, and I can't say it on the cabal, but you just use your imagination, honey pie. You know, the Secret Service has files on me, you know.
Uh-huh.
Because they don't like what I got to say, and my answer to them is, too bad.
Go pound sand, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, you know, don't they have children?
Yeah. Ugh. Well, they're pretty sure that their children are going to be protected, though.
Oh, because they're superior.
Yeah.
You know, I had, when I lived in Texas, and this is just gospel truth. I was working out in my horse barn. A man come riding into my yard on the yellow rain slicker, and he had a cowboy hat on and sunglasses, and I could see his face. And I thought, okay, I'm going to die here in a few seconds. I didn't know who the flying hell was in my yard.
Uh-huh.
Well, who it was a Navy SEAL who was a United States Customs agent, and he was riding his roping horse, Mike, who was about 18 hands tall. Big old Mike, the roping horse, and my neighbor, Tom Williams, was in my yard. That's the first time I ever laid eyes on Tom Williams. And he was a Navy SEAL. He was a drug enforcement agent for the United States Customs office at the Houston Intercontinental Airport. And he was my new neighbor. So it kind of freaked me out. You know, he just come over to say hello, you know. Howdy, neighbor.
Uh-huh.
He was a big old guy. He probably 6'4", 6'5", you know, 275 pounds. He was a big old Navy SEAL.
Uh-huh.
And he'd have all of his drug interdiction buddies over next door. There was about a 4-acre piece of property between my house and his. And his wife, Candy Williams, had a son, Joshua, and my oldest daughter babysat Josh, and Candy would come across and bring coffee and stuff and want me to look at, you know, her ideas for changing out the hardware in her kitchen and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, when I began to realize how serious my neighbors were.
What's
all
that?
Kidding aside. Well, it was New Year's Day, about 1990. 96, 97.
Say, Judd, before you get into this, are you going to come back for the second hour, or
is that an invitation?
Well, yeah.
Do you like me, Steve?
Yeah, I just want to get a break in here.
Wow, my dog's wagging her tail.
We can talk about
crickets laying here, going, "Jesus, get over with it, Dad." Yeah, I go to break, and I'll wait for you to come back.
Okay, about 6 minutes, everyone. We'll be right back. If I can find my mouse.
It's a song that they sang with the Statesman Quartet back in 1950, and it's still great. You do the Big Chief's part, and you do Jake's part, and I'll just sit over here and wish I was in the group, okay?
Up above my head, there's a music in the air. Up above my head, there's a music in the air. Up above my head, there's a music in the air. And I really do believe,
and I really do believe,
there's a heaven somewhere. Makes the world go round. That's the way to be happy. That much I found. Sing a song and be happy and free. So turn around, children, and follow me.
Well, I have a soul that's weary and worn, but I've heard the music since the day I was born. And I remember what the good Lord said. Now I hear his music and it's up above my head.
Yeah. happy, that's much I found. Sing a song and you'll be happy and free. So turn around, children, and follow me.
Well, I have a soul that's weary and worn, but I've heard the music since the day I was born. And I remember what the good Lord said. Now my ear is music and it's
up above my head.
Okay, and welcome back, everyone. I'm glad you enjoyed that song. That's a good song, snapping fingers and tapping toes. We are back, about the last 55 minutes or so of the show. So, Judd, he didn't want to keep us in suspense any longer. He's got some new information or something. I guess we'll find out here in a few minutes. Welcome back, Judd.
You know, the revelations about this Murder Incorporated machine of warp speed, you know, Donald Trump's mafia, and Fauci and Daszak, and this whole bunch that with Bill Gates and all these other monsters that have a future of pandemics planned and engineered for us. Have all been traced directly to being controlled and funded by the Pentagon, the Department of Defense, who, well, the vaccines are actually theirs, and the viruses that they cooked up in Wuhan, China, well, if you remember correctly, the commander-in-chief of the Pentagon, the Department of Defense, Barack Obama and the current commander-in-chief, Joe Biden, are the ones that funded the monsters. So what we've got here, ladies and gentlemen, is we have a man that's providing a service to the earth named Stephen Roberts with his production crew. And I want to ask him a question before we get to the meat of what I'm going to bring to this program. Have you got merchandise, Steve? I would love to buy a few of those Cancel the Cabal t-shirts. And, you know, I would love to get some of those hats, you know, that say Cancel the Cabal, like, you know, make a MAGA, those maggot hats.
Right.
You know, I'd be like, it'd be cool to have a Cancel the Cabal hat.
No, I haven't even really considered that yet.
Well, you see why you have me on the show.
Right, right. You're just stroking my ego, that's all.
I come up with a good ideas. But yeah, you need some merchandise. And, you know, these broadcasting efforts, if it were a betting man, I'm going to be willing to bet that Cancel the Cabal, the one and the only, is got a bright future because of what I'm going to discuss. What's happening on this planet is we got a bunch of madmen that have seized the reins of power, and they've unleashed onto this world a black death, a plague, all for their purposes of manipulating humanity. Now, I remember at the beginning of the show, we talked about war and how many are dead. And we talked a little bit about the Guidestone directives that have been implemented to eradicate 5 billion of your listeners and their families, you know, their little kids. And if that doesn't get the attention of the people listening today, nothing will. But I'm a clearly identified petitioner before the Honorable Judge Daugherty in Shreveport and in Lafayette, Louisiana, where myself and about, 18,000 doctors are suing the CIA and the Department of Defense and the NSA and the FBI and Joe Biden's administration for engaging in censorship and shutting people like me up because they hate the truth and they don't want the facts to get out and they want to control the influencers. They don't want Judson Witham to be an influencer, and they don't want Stephen Roberts to be an influencer either. I got a message for him. It's very ugly. We can't describe it on the cabal because this is a religious church-based supported, right? Am I wrong, Steve?
Nope. That's correct.
So we got to, you know, kind of be nice, but we got to also be real. I absolutely guarantee you, ladies and gentlemen, that God is boiling. And if Jesus were on this show, you think I'm bad. I can hear Jesus now, boy. He'd be saying amen and hallelujah and preach it, brother. And I can hear Jesus right now. The Department of Defense and the World Health Organization and the CDC and the Bank of International Settlements and the Rothschild Banking Empire and the Rothschild Natural Resources Corporation and Jamie Dimon and Biden and Mafia and Trump and Mafia, these people are all in on it. Donald Trump is a monster, just like W and Laura. And Melania and Michael, Michelle, whatever, you know. These people actually believe that as long as the people they're murdering don't matter, it's okay because nobody's going to stand up and say, hold on here a second. You see how many people stood up and said, wait a second here, about the 1.5 million that perished in Iraq? While they played, you know, Long Live the King, the Star Spangled Banner, and Lee Greenwood's Thank God I'm an American. That Lee Greenwood just makes my skin crawl.
Yeah.
The United States Department of Defense, the Pentagon, is behind this Murder Incorporated. They cooked up the viruses. They cooked up the clot shots. I got banned from YouTube for describing the marketing material. I read it right off the website of Precision Nanosystems in Vancouver, British Columbia, the people that make the nanolipid chips, the nanolipid particles that they put in the mRNA they're not even vaccines. They're experimental gene-altering, chromosome-altering mystery meat. People don't understand what a lipid nano chip is, but you can kind of look at them. The website is Precision Nanosystems, Vancouver, British Columbia. It's a company that was funded and built by Bill and Melinda Gates. These people have cooked up a scheme against humanity that only a sick, twisted piece of trash like Adolf Hitler would come up with. And it's all to control you. And they're also the same freakazoids who've come up with the central bank digital currencies. Because, of course, you know, fiat helicopter stimulus script. What do they call? Oh, Stockman. Steve. I think it was Steve Stockman.
I don't,
director
don't know that.
Of the Office of Management and Budget.
Hmm.
Yeah, Stockman. He ran basically the office for two U.S. presidents. David Stockman, excuse me. David Stockman referred to it, as everybody remembers, Dylan Radigan going bonkers on CNBC, and he was calling it phony baloney money. It's all about controlling you and tracking every last thing you do. Like messing up my phone so I couldn't come on today and discuss these matters of life and death of Murder Incorporated. And if anybody thinks I'm fooling around, you pick up the phone and you call Judge Daugherty down in the Western District Federal Court in the state of Louisiana and ask him if he thinks the Swamp Fox is joking around. They're a Stasi. They're a modern-day Nazi Stasi that's running this country. And enough is enough. Joe Biden, I didn't vote for you, chump. You're not my president. I don't care what you think. And that goes double for Christopher Ray. Me and the FBI go way back. And am I a threat to society? Well, I don't know. Ask anybody you know. How many people did Witham kill? You got any ideas, Steve Roberts? How many am I responsible for murdering?
Yeah, I know it.
Can you give me a number?
Probably not.
George W., how many did he kill? How many did Hillary Blowjob's wife there, you know, Billy Bob Blowjob. How many did they kill? Barack Obama, Michael, Michelle, whatever it is. Now, how many people did they kill?
Yeah. Yep.
And Big Poppy and Dick Cheney. Do you know why they called Dick Cheney Big Dick?
No.
I'm not going to describe it, but figure it out. Connect the dots. That's what he was famous for, having his way with women. Sorry, Dick. I can't stand Dick Cheney. Now, his daughter, no, Liz Cheney, I think I might even vote for her if she, you know, if she decides to run for president.
I wouldn't. She's a chip off.
Let me tell you something about.
She's a chip off the old block.
Insurrection. Let me tell you something about Donald Trump. What he did is he was the bait and the lure, and he got all the crazies to come out of the woodwork and go down to Washington, D.C., and get on all those face recognition surveillance cameras and reveal themselves to the Department of Defense. Every single one of them. How do you think they got them all arrested? Well, they got videos of their faces. Gee, imagine that in Washington, D.C. There's a video camera on every street corner. You know, I didn't go down there. By the way, that's why I'm not a January 6th defendant, because I did not go down there. Because Donald Trump is a boob. And he's not my president anymore. I voted for him, you know, one time to stop Hillary and Bill getting back in the White House. I supported and campaigned for and voted. I swallowed my pride and voted for Trump one time because I wasn't letting Hillary and Bill back in the White House. I'll never make that mistake again. And Trump, that Don Jr., man, get him some medication, will you? He's creeping me out. Have you been watching him lately, Steve?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, he likes to make those double-fingered quote signs with his bony little fingers, and he's sitting there on camera, and he's running his potty mouth. That's all he's got to offer the world is poop. And remember, I am the poop meister. I'm an expert in the poop now. And just so that the listeners will understand, go to an image. Go to a picture online of Wuhan, China, where it sits on the banks of the Yangtze and the Baha River, I think is how it's pronounced. And let your eyes see what the image shows. Look at it. And essentially what you see is hundreds and hundreds of high-rise buildings. And inside every one of those high-rise buildings, which I built professionally for many years, they're full of bathrooms where people go poo-poo and wee-wee and, you know, brush their teeth and gargle and spit down the drain, blow their nose down the drain. And God only knows what else, you know, use feminine products, yada, 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 right? Wastes from the hospitals down a drain. And it all winds up in those rivers. Now, the reason people call me the poop meister is I've spent many, many, many years, decades, actually, studying how infectious human waste is spread all over the place in the river systems of planet Earth. And here's the litmus test. Start asking your congressmen and your senators and ask your, you know, vice presidents and presidents, ask your FBI directors and your state police. Oh, hell, pick up the phone and call the sheriff's office and ask them, why do they dump so much crap in the water systems of the world? And the first thing they'll do is kind of treat you like you're a psych job. They'll look at you and say, what, are you crazy? But they won't answer the question. I mean, where's Willie Nelson on this subject? Where's Steve Stills or Neil Young? Or, you know, I think the only friend I've got in this matter is a fellow by the name of Starkley. He's a activist that's a member of Surfers Against Sewage in England. And he's raging. He's just raging about it. And there's a number of associations and organizations in England that are outraged by all the sewage they dump in the rivers of England. It's even hard to get them to admit to the fact that all of this Delta and Omicron and, you know, H5N1 avian bird flu and influenza and polio and encephalitis and typhoid and, you know, it's in the water. It's in the rivers. New York City's full of it. Get a hold of that clown, Sagos, Basil Sagos, the director of the Department of Environmental Conservation in Albany, New York, and ask him, Basil, why is there so much infectious human waste being dumped in the rivers of New York? What's up with that? You'll get silence. Did you see Ohio's Governor DeWine when people started asking him questions about what had happened in East Palestine?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, security agents come in and put up a buffer, and DeWine got that smug little poop face. That was nice, wasn't it, called poop face?
Uh-huh.
that poop face Governor DeWine, he just thinks he's better than everybody else because he's a psychotic psychophant. Who does that man think he is? Really? And those security guards, are you kidding me? Did you see the recent attempt by that reporter to get a couple answers out of DeWine? And all DeWine had was silence.
Yeah. Well, that's all they really got. That's all they really have is silence anymore.
Why? And you know what WTF means in abbreviation? Hashtag on.
Yeah.
You know what WTF is?
Everybody does, yeah.
Why are they dumping all this excrement into the world's waterways? I mean, and we're not talking a few thousand gallons here and there. We're talking day after day after week after week after month after year, gazillions of gallons of infectious human waste. Now they're doing studies about how the ocean spray, you know, the ocean air is carrying this stuff in the mist. Now, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to know that you would not go to a dentist's office for a root canal if he cleaned his dental instruments with sewage. You wouldn't go see a bypass cardiology surgeon who, you know, prepped his operating theater by wiping it down with sewage. You wouldn't go to a restaurant where the kitchen and the pots and the pans and the eating utensils were cleaned with sewage. Am I wrong?
Not that I can see.
Why would people not put up with that? Because they know doggone well that they probably get really sick and maybe even die. Now, there's some organizations around the world called Surfers Against Sewage. And there's a lot of other people that have begun to realize that old Judd Witham, the Poopmeister, has done so much research and published so much material on these facts that somebody needs to start answering these questions. FBI Director Christopher Wray and United States Attorney General Merrick Garland, come on down and bring that EPA director with you and the Congress and the Senate, and let's answer for the American people. Why is it that we're sweeping under the rug the massive and environmental contamination and infection that's going on in North America, England, all through Europe? I mean, what's the big secret, fellas? Are your campaign donors getting filthy rich? Is Pfizer and Bill Gates and, you know, all the other people that are getting rich off all the health insurance and the hospitals? And I mean, what in the F is going on here, folks? What's up with the silence, Governor DeWine? There was a Fox News release here about, it's been about 2 weeks ago now. And the title of it, you can look this up online and you'll see that it's spot on. The title is, "There's Something in the Water, Nashville." And it's all about all the sewage that's dumped in the, I guess that's the Tennessee River that runs through Nashville. Full of microbes, and, you know, all kinds of stuff that you do not want to put on your breakfast cereal.
Well, it's probably going to be full of nasty chemicals coming out of East Palestine, Ohio. Now.
Well, there's that. Mm-hmm, there's that too. These PFAs, I guess. These forever chemicals. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, ladies and gentlemen, remember they sent hospital ships to New York City at the beginning of the Donald Trump plague?
Yeah.
It happened during Trump's administration. I'm sorry, man, but everybody needs to wake up. And, you know, I got no use whatsoever for Donald Trump. None. Can't stand even hearing his lousy voice. What a pig. And remember, folks, I campaigned for him, and I voted for him, and I got a lot of other people to vote for him to stop the Clintons. I'll never make that mistake again. And his warp speed? How safe and effective are these clot shots, Steve?
Wow, they're delicious and nutritious for us.
Yeah, buddy, I'll tell you. Full of those lipid nano chips, those little computer chips that uh-huh. Bill and Melinda Gates, the nano-sized computer chips.
And they
with a proper microwave signal from your nearby cell tower will assemble themselves in your body.
They've virtually
and
said
create what's known as it'll create what's scientifically recognized as nano graphene tubes.
Uh-huh.
Also known as nano graphene wires.
Yep.
And when the immune system in the body recognizes these foreign bodies in the bloodstream, the white blood cells attack them. And I have a friend who's in med school right now. And trust me, this guy's sharp. His wife.
His wife did what?
In the last couple of years.
His wife did what?
Well, part of his med school education has been 35 autopsies. And you ought to watch his face and his hands when he's describing the clots he's pulling out of adolescent children that have died suddenly.
Yeah.
And teenagers that have died suddenly. You ought to hear the way he describes the clots he's pulling out of them. Never seen it before.
Uh-huh.
It's something brand new.
Yep.
Yeah, these clots look like tapeworms because they're attacking those nanographene wires that assemble in the body from your local 5G cell towers. I worked for many years in the Houston Medical Center. I built laboratories and I built administration offices and I built all kinds of stuff for like Texas Children's Hospital and for like Methodist Hospital and MD Anderson Cancer Research and let's see, St. Luke's Episcopal. I worked at Johnson Space Center for years and built all kind of laboratories for their NASA's health professionals that, you know, monitor the astronauts when they go to the space station and keep the astronauts in the best, you know, physical condition and health they can. I worked around, let's see, my mother was a nurse practitioner and doctor's physician's assistant for about 50 years. My sister, Tracy, hi, Tracy, I hope you're enjoying the show, Tracy. She ran a pathology laboratory for a major hospital for about 40 years. And then, of course, my best friend in life, who is now dead, he was a virologist for the United States Air Force. He was part of the people that ran biological war for the Air Force in the 1970s. You know, America's biological warfare capabilities. Did they cut us off on that?
Nope. I'm here.
Yeah. So Baylor College of Medicine, where, you know, I spent a lot of time around Baylor College of Medicine in the Houston Medical Center, right around the corner from University of Texas Medical Branch, UT, University of Texas Medical School.
Uh-huh.
Well, they have a video out on the net that show you how they can assemble these graphene nanowires with the same graphene that's in the clot shots and subjecting them to microwave energy and how they literally grow right before your eyes. Now, you know, that's the reality of graphene oxide and microwave energy. You know, I didn't come up with this science. Baylor College of Medicine did.
Hey, Judd.
Well, again, let's go back to the Department of Defense being behind all of this.
Say, though, Judd.
How many of your family members have been sickened? How many of your family members have been told you can't go to work? How many of your family members have been ordered to shelter in place? How many of your family members have told living pay your bills unless you take these clot shots?
Uh-huh. But there's no coercion going on.
How much more of this? How much more of this do they have in our future? I mean, what are they planning for us here?
Yep. Say, I seen something the other day is the possibility that the real reason why they banned lead-based paint is because, well, lead-based paint and lead itself repels microwave technology, 5G, 4G, 3G. So on and so forth.
I can tell you as a kid, my parents had a very large marina. You can look it up online. It's called the Harris Bay Yacht Club. My parents built that marina back in the 50s and 60s. And when I was a kid, we had lots and lots of wooden boats that had lead-based bottom paint, anti-fouling paint that wouldn't support microbial growth on the bottoms of boats, also known as anti-fouling paint, full of lead. And I sanded more sailboat bottoms to repaint than probably 500 of most people. And did it affect me? And the answer is, yeah, it did. Sure did. Caused me some functional delay. In other words, the Poopmeister is a little bit slow on the uptake.
I doubt that.
Any?
Are you there? Hello? Whoops, I lost him. I'm going to try to get him back quick here. See what happens. Yeah. If somebody didn't. Are you there?
It happens. I'm not going to get all paranoid and say anything other than, you know, the call dropped.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, it did.
But Steve, the thing is, the Department of Defense, the Pentagon, is behind all this. What in the flying hell in the Constitution of the United States give these sons of biscuits the authority to murder domestic populations? And that's a question to my good old friend Christopher Wray, the director of the FBI, and Merrick Garland, the Attorney General of the United States. And Mr. Biden, where does the authority come from for the Department of Defense to treat the American people like a bunch of lab rats? How about it, Willie Nelson? Come on, Neil Young, jump in here, buddy.
Yeah, there's
all those Nashville entertainers from the Ryman Theater. There's something in the water, Nashville. Where did the Department of Defense get the authority to treat the American people like cannon fodder? And we're all upset with Chinese communists. I think we got enemies within the gate here in the United States, and they're running the Pentagon, and they're running Bluffdale Center. They're running Fort Williams and Dugway Proving Ground and Fort Leonard Wood. And they're running this psychopath member of the Jewish cult Sorry, folks, I didn't drink the Abrahamic Kool-Aid. Anthony Fauci and Daszak, who... Fauci, you're a liar, dude. A big one. A pathological... What's so bad? Can we just get some Louisville Sluggers, Steve, and take care of some business?
Sure. It works for me.
These people are like, they deserve cheaper than, a guillotine.
Cheaper than gunshot buck, or, you know, buckshot.
They deserve the guillotine, Chief Justice John Roberts of the Supreme Court of the United States. Who do you freaking people think you are?
They're the supreme clowns of the United States. That's who they are.
This is beyond. This makes Adolf Hitler look like tiddlywinks. They've poisoned the whole world. Let that sink in a little bit. You know, as you're sitting there tonight, maybe having dinner with your children, watching the boob tube. They've poisoned the deer. They've poisoned the raccoons and the bunny rabbits. They've poisoned the ducks and the geese. And you see all these freaking news reports of the whales are beaching themselves all along the Gulf Stream of the Atlantic seaboard of the United States. What's up with all the whales getting sick from all the sewage they're dumping in the freaking Atlantic? You know, whales are mammals. They breathe. And they're sucking in how much sewage from all these real estate development companies that dump into the Cape Fear River? They dump more sewage and garbage in the Stinkahana, the Hudson River. Look at the red tide in Florida, Lake Okeechobee, and all the sewage flowing into the Gulf Stream from Florida all the way up to New Brunswick and Newfoundland. Come on, ladies and gentlemen. How much sewage is coming out of the Long Island Sound by Staten Island and, you know, East River, the Harlem River, the Hudson River? How much garbage are they dumping in the Gulf Stream? And gee, golly whiz, what a big mystery. Look at all the whales that are dying, Willie Nelson.
How about the millions of bees that die? Millions
you
of
betcha.
Birds. The birds that drop out of the sky.
Yeah. Isn't that fascinating how the birds are overcome by the poisonous, noxious fumes?
The fish.
Look at all the fish. All the fish gills, all the mysterious dead fish all over the coasts of Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, don't mention the sewage. You know who owns the sewers, right? You know who's making a fat cat killing from all that real estate development where they dump the sewage from? The banks and the insurance companies and Wall Street. Can't talk about their profit margins. Oh, God, don't interfere with that. I'll tell you, in North Carolina federal courts, I went after the state of New York for their sewage flushing operations on the St. Lawrence River. They use the big dams coming out of the great septic tanks, the great cesspools, also known as the Great Lakes.
Uh-huh.
Look at the sewage they dump in the Great Lake.
Yeah.
And then they use the dam system along the St. Lawrence to move it out to the Gulf of St. Lawrence. Just like toilet flushing. And yes, I've done all the research, and you've seen that biowarfare site that I posted to the net. All of the facts, all of the references, all of the reality are all over the world right now, this second. And how many people are dead? How many American families are being made sick and causing all kinds of birth defects.
Yep.
You know, aren't these people just warm and fuzzy, Steve? Don't they just give you the nicest feeling in the pit of your stomach?
Oh, yeah.
And what's behind it all? The Department of Defense. And, you know, my father, my dad, God rest his soul, he was a Pacific Fleet pilot during the Second World War. And he'd get in his aircraft 2-3 o'clock in the morning, whatever, good weather, bad weather. They'd fly in just about any weather because it was the United States Navy. And he'd get in his plane and he'd go up machine gun to machine gun against Japanese aircraft. He was 24 years old. And trust me, he saw it all. He smelled it all. He heard it all. And he did it. He did it. The most deadly air battles of history in the Pacific. And he came home and he paid for it with his life because he couldn't forget any of it. And I grew up in his house. And it was hard because my father had PTSD on steroids. He was a good father, but man, when he'd go off the deep end, stay away from Pop, he could really hurt you physically. So it was difficult being his son. And my two older brothers, man, I'll tell you what, they were brutalized. And, you know, they caused a lot of problems for my mother. But Dad did his job. Dad was a combat pilot for the Navy in the Pacific. And I guarantee you one thing, who in the flying hell do these current Department of Defense people think they are? Who in the flying hell does the CIA think they are? What the hell is really going on over at the Pentagon? And why are they behind all of these deadly microbes and these deadly clot shots? So to all the listeners of this program, you've got a couple of choices to make. You can either do something about it, grow a pair and stand up and do something about it. Or, I don't know, I guess you can take the blue pill and go back to Neverland. Did I get that right? Is it the blue pill or the red pill, Steve, to go back to Neverland?
Blue. Yeah, you get to think everything is peachy.
Yeah. You know, I've lost close friends and family in my life. And I started speaking with you this afternoon about watching that mama deer who got killed in the middle of the road last night in the highway.
Uh-huh.
I mean, she'd just been hit. There was blood all over the place. She must have been hit by a truck. And there was her little Bambi standing in the shoulder in the grass.
Are you still there? I lost him again. Let's try it again.
Well, I guess you don't like the Bambi story.
Let's try this one more time, huh? We got about 10.
They don't want anybody to be an influencer on the Cancel the Cabal, right?
Right, right. We got about 10 more minutes here, so. See if we can.
Hear me okay?
Yes.
How many more American children, how many grandmas and grandpas, I know her name's Dean. I think her first name's Nancy Dean, but don't hold me to that. It's late in the day and my memory is not as good as it used to be, but she's a chief meteorologist with Fox News. And her parents were in a rest home in New York, a senior citizen's home, you know, for their golden years.
Uh-huh.
She's all over former Governor Cuomo for putting COVID patients in the senior citizen's homes.
Uh-huh.
And she's on my Twitter feed, you know. I know her name's Dean. Don't hold me to Nancy Dean, but I think that's it. And I tell her what a champion she is. She's going after Governor Gropower and his creepy brother Guido, or what do they call Cuomo's brother there? Frito. Excuse me. They called him Frito. The CNN news correspondent. Then when he got fired from his job, he was thinking about killing a bunch of people, then committing suicide.
Uh-huh.
Because he couldn't handle being fired from his CNN cushy job. How many more American children are going to die? How many more kids in France and Italy and Spain and Mexico and, you know, England, Canada, China? How many more little kids have to die before the men and the women of this world say, enough's enough. It stops right now, today, March 23rd, March 7th, 2023 on the cabal. It stops now. So you've got your marching orders, ladies and gentlemen. You have choices to make. Either stand up, stand for something, or just go back to your NASCAR and your football and go back to your pointless, meaningless lives. And every time your children look you in the face, remember y'all are cowards because you didn't do nothing. You know, I really do have files on me, Steve.
I'm sure. They have files on everybody.
There's a head of corporate security down at the Woodlands, Texas. His name's Rick Williams. He used to protect the football for the United States Secret Service.
Uh-huh.
Give old Rick Williams a jingling on the telephone and ask him, do you know this Witham fella?
Right.
Yeah. Or this detective with the North Carolina State Police. His name is Tom Conti, C-O-N-T-I. He come out to interrupt my breakfasts about 6 years ago. I was sitting in Bojangles at 10 o'clock in the morning finishing my coffee, and up on my table comes a U.S. Marshal and a North Carolina State Police Detective, Conti. And they're all upset about my writing of poisoning of Lake Champlain, which you can look up on the internet. The pictures are wonderful. You can look up all the sewage disaster that's being spread across the world. All you got to do is type in sewage and then my name, and you'll see that I'm not kidding around on this show.
No.
Hi, Conti and this marshal sat at my table, and I made them look at all the pictures. I got thousands of pictures to prove that what I'm talking about is real. You know what those two law enforcement agents did? When they first come up on the table, I said, you track me with Stingray. You track my phone. That's how you found me. And Conti said to me, oh, we just looked for the first air-conditioned place. You know how many air-conditioned places there are in North Carolina?
Right. But plenty.
But when I got done showing them photographs, you know what those two law enforcement officers, you know what they did?
They
got up from the table and they left silently. They didn't know what the hell to say. What were they going to do? Tell me the photographs weren't real? And all the witnesses, the millions of witnesses are not real?
Right.
You know, my writings about the poisoning of Lake Champlain triggered a United States Coast Guard anti-terrorist operation on Lake Champlain that summer. That's a fact. Call up the commandant of the U.S. Coast Guard in Burlington, Vermont, and ask them if they were running terrorist drills on Lake Champlain because of the poisoning of the lake. That ain't my fault. I didn't poison the lake. The government did.
Well, that's the problem, Judd. You keep calling them government. I call them criminal organizations.
Yeah, I'm with you on that, Stephen. Anytime you find a deficiency in
radical speak.
Uh-huh.
Okay. I don't. It's the only way I learn something is when people say, you know, have you ever thought of it this way? And no, you know, you're right. Well, I learned something today. You know what I learned today about Steve Roberts?
What's that? What's that?
I placed on the dial with me. And we got to get you some merchandise, man. We got to get you some t-shirts, some hats. You know, we got to get you some coffee mugs.
Uh-huh.
You know, yeah. And maybe even some, remember those membership cards? We're supposed to be card-carrying members of the dissent, the opposition in America.
Yep.
Which apparently YouTube and Alphabet and BlackRock and Facebook and Dorsey, what was his name? Jack Dorsey at Twitter. And now that Elon Musk has it, I guess it's a little better. But they're still doing it. They're still doing it at Twitter. I don't know how they're doing it, but they're filtering content. My content is not reaching its target market. I've sent it out thousands of times, Steve.
Yep.
That's why they call me the Poopmeister.
Yep.
It's kind of like it's in Wonderland. Sometimes I look around myself, ask myself, is this really an episode of Tron and this is just a computer simulation? Why are all these people so brain dead?
Right.
What the hell is wrong with the people I live amongst? And I think I figured it out. It's alcohol, aluminum cans, and fluoride.
Yep. And aspartame.
Yeah. And, those clot shots.
Clot shots, yeah.
mRNA. Yeah, they got them. They're shooting them in chickens. They're shooting them in, you know, if you like pork chops, they're doing it in all the hamburger. They're shooting all the cows with, you know, the beef cattle with Bill and Melinda Gates lipid nano chips.
Yep.
You know, when I started telling people about the nano-sized computer chips, they all looked at me like I was come on, man. Nanoparticle-sized computer chips?
Yep.
Visit Precision Nanosystems, Vancouver, British Columbia. And look what, you know, Intel.
Yep.
Hello, Intel.
Yep.
Yeah, well, this tracking everybody.
It's pretty much the end here, though, Judson.
Okay. Mr. Roberts, you're the wonderful man.
Although we did get cut off two times.
Well, you know. Them guys in Bluffdale Center probably fell on the floor. Fell out of their chairs, you know. And I'll bet you some of them are quitting.
Dirty SOBs.
They're going home to their families, and they're throwing themselves on their knees, and they're begging their families for their forgiveness.
Yep. And they're saying that dirty SOB with them's on air again.
No, it's Roberts. It's your fault, buddy. You provoked the whole thing with this canceling with the ball stuff,
I know it. I can
God bless you, Steve Roberts, and all your listeners. Tune in next time for more adventures and what the hell's going on in this planet, Steve?
Yeah. Yes.
I thought it was supposed to be a human race.
Yeah. Right.
Not an animal house.
Right. We need to make Orwell fiction again. Don't we?
Can you imagine the film we could make from this? Just this one show.
Yeah.
What is the Department of Defense and the CIA behind all this for? I'll talk to you next time, Mr. Roberts. God bless you.
Okay. Have a good day. All right. Thanks, everyone. This is pretty much the end here, though. Annie, if you want to get a song ready, I'll just drop the radio stream right here. Say thanks, everyone. And me and Roger will be on tomorrow. So come out for us. And please consider donating if you can. Otherwise, you're going to hear Roger talk about it for 3 minutes tomorrow. Until next time, everyone.